The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Jenna Ellis Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There has never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
As a constitutional law attorney, former senior legal advisor and personal counsel to President Donald J. Trump, Jenna Ellis believes in the rule of law and the importance of integrity in our elections. And she's ready to tackle the big cultural and legal issues facing America. This is the Jenna Ellis Show. Here is your host, Jenna Ellis.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of the Jenna Ellis Show. I am Jenna Ellis, and if you're tuning in today on Thanksgiving Day, or, you know, maybe it's Friday, maybe it's over the weekend, definitely am glad that you joined us for today because we have a very, very special episode for you. I had the privilege of going to see my friends at Liberty University at the Standing for Freedom Center and speak at the Freedom Uncensored Conference, along with a lot of our good friends, including my colleague here at Salem Media Network, Eric Metaxas, and then good friends of mine, Michael Knowles from Daily Wire was there. I kind of actually interrupted his Q&A. That was one of the great points highlights of the conference, because he was doing a Q&A after his speech. He spoke right after me, and he took some questions at the end from the audience, and one of the students at Liberty University was asking him some questions about the constitutionality of Roe versus Wade. And, you know, so he was kind of getting into it a little bit, and I'm thinking, man, but I really want to jump in here. So I went back out on stage and was like, Hey, Michael. And he was, so he loved it. It was great. And we got to talk about that and the constitutionality. So if you want to hear anyone else's speech from the Freedom Uncensored Conference, you can go to standingforfreedom.com and you can listen to all of the great speeches. My good friends, Virgil Walker, Daryl Harrison, they spoke. So Virgil was talking about critical race theory. He is one of the foremost, I believe, experts in this, has a great, great theological background. One of my very dear friends, Ryan Helfenbein, who's been on this program as well, he gave a great speech. We had Mike Huckabee, Mike Pompeo, all the great Mikes, Michael Knowles. Nobody calls him Mike. Maybe we should. But those were just a great time that we had at Liberty University. So I wanted to play for you today the audio of my speech, because it's called Government, What's the Point? And we have to go back to the root of understanding, why do we even have government? And so many of us who are, as a broad brush, conservatives kind of understand, you know, this idea. And I asked the audience to begin with, what's the point of government? So as you're thinking about this, and before I answer that question in the audio of this speech that you're going to listen to, I know you're going to love it. Think about, how would you answer that question? Government, what's the point? Think about that while I also talk to you about my good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. They are the company that I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals to you safely and securely to your house. Did you know that $1 million worth of gold can fit in a shoebox? I didn't actually know that until Legacy Precious Metals told me. So the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis. We're seeing oil prices go up, all of this inflation. They have no clue how to fix it. In fact, I don't think they want to fix it. But the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading to the price of goods to rise. So if all of your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you may be vulnerable, and gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. So call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-528-1903. Or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. All right, so what is your answer to government? What's the point? Well, listen now to my response. The title of my talk today is Government, What's the Point? I think we are all asking that question in the midst of the current administration.
But what do we as Christians, and I hope that all of you are Christians who are here in this room, because that's actually the most important thing. Being a conservative should outflow from being a Christian. But what do we think that the point of government is? Who can tell me? What's the point of government? Serve the people. Okay, what else? Okay, protecting people from, I think you said from foreign nations. What else? Okay, acknowledge God, absolutely, trade. Okay, these are all really good things, and these are functions of government, absolutely. But we have to also come back to the root of the point of government that isn't just based in policy and isn't just based on conservative principles and based in politics, but based in fundamental biblical truth. And when we talk about government and its legitimate purpose, there are some basic assumptions that go along with that. Now, obviously, I'm a lawyer, and in contract law, when two people negotiate, when they come to the table, they're talking about something, there are some basic assumptions, is what the law calls that, for how you approach a negotiation. And those are called things like good faith, you have fair dealing, you have all of these implicit ethics rules that go along with that. So what are our basic assumptions of the role of government? We need to think about that. It's not just about policy and preferences, because we can debate those things, and we do. But those all should outflow from our understanding of the role and purpose of government. And the role and purpose of government outflows from our understanding of biblical moral truth. Because government as an institution is ordained by God. And we see that in Scripture. God ordained three spheres of government: the church government, the family government, and the civil government. And those institutions are part of His eternal kingdom. So as we are living in a common society, we have to understand what our basic assumptions of the role of government is. And the Bible tells us, not just in Romans 13 and how we as Christians should interact and treat our government, but that the role and purpose of government is derived from what God tells us. And we can see that in Micah 6:8, where God says, He has shown you, O man, what is good, to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. God is the personification of truth. We cannot define good separate and apart from God, but that's what every political philosophy is going to tell you. How do we define good? For a lot of people who are conservatives or libertarians, we try to define good based on the individual preference. It's up to me. The government needs to protect my individual liberties and freedoms. Okay? But how do we as a society define good? If we define it individually and arbitrarily, then we will never define it truthfully. So I submit to you that the role and purpose, biblically, not just politically, of government, and what is the point? The point of government is to promote good and restrain evil. That should be our basic assumption of government. And if you look at what government is doing today, it is incredibly arbitrary. And we as conservative Christians have to always come back to the biblical basis of defining our basic assumptions first. Because if we define the role of government as promoting good, and good defined as truth and in the person of God, that's how we get to understanding and articulating and defining our individual rights. That's how we get to the Declaration of Independence, which our founders, in their wisdom, acknowledging our supreme judge of the universe. I love that name of God in our Declaration of Independence. They said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They're endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They went on to say that governments are instituted among men to protect these rights. And the reason that government exists to protect our individual rights is because that promotes an eternal definition of good. What our government currently is trying to do in this particular administration and in every leftist ideology that's out there. And unfortunately, even some Republican ideas, some libertarian ideas, and even people who call themselves conservatives, they will try to do what I call moral gerrymandering. They're trying to arbitrarily, purposefully redistrict the lines of morality and of truth according to their specific preference. That's how we get to things like the RNC's Pride Coalition that was recently announced, which we need to stand firmly against as Christians. The LGBT agenda is trying to arbitrarily not just redefine what it means to be a man and a woman, separate and apart from biological truth, but also every aspect of human sexuality that is built on a biblical definition. It is God in His authority that ordained marriage, that ordained the system of procreation, that gave children to the family. The reason that parents have a right to direct the education of their children is because that is fundamental, and it goes back to the biblical truth that God gives children to their parents. The care and custody of children is with the parents. Proverbs says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's older, he won't depart from it. We have to look to Scripture to build our public policy. And what so many people who are even on the right in terms of their political philosophy will say, well, I can't impose my morality on you. The libertarian idea is all about saying that government's only purpose is to arbitrate contract disputes, to make sure that no one harms each other. You've heard the non-aggression principle. This ultimately gets back into a very leftist idea, a very secular ideology. A lot of people want to tell you that the political spectrum is linear. And so when you have all the way here on your right, we have total anarchy, and all the way at the left is totalitarianism. I actually like to think of it more as a circle, because when you get to total anarchy and you get to every individual gets to define for himself what is the good life, then that ultimately means that he is the god of his own universe. That was the original sin, guys. That's the original sin, is thinking that we get to define good separate and apart from our identity in Christ. The only reason that we can stand firmly for things like pro-life is because we can say truthfully that all human beings have inherent dignity and worth equally because we are made in the image of God. If we lose that moral grounding and moral basis for our policy positions and say that the only way that we can define good is in the reflection of the person of God, we will never, ever be able to draw an objective moral basis for any of our policy arguments. That's exactly what the administration right now and the leftists are wanting us to do. They want us to moral gerrymander. They want us to carve out exceptions to be tolerant, to be more loving, to be less morally oppressive. And they're trying to moral gerrymander with these vaccine mandates. Right now, what they are trying to define as good is under the auspices of health and safety, right? And so under their arbitrary definition of good, they want to compel you as parents to forcibly vaccinate your children, to forcibly vaccinate yourselves. Now, I'm not anti-vaccine. I am pro-choice, right? Because some choices, most choices, are left to the individual. Now, some choices are morally reprehensible. We aren't pro-choice when it comes to things like abortion. Why? Because that is inherently evil. And government, what's the point? The point is to promote good and restrain evil. Restraining evil is one of the key elements of true justice. You heard Virgil Walker, my dear friend, talk about CRT earlier and talk about how critical race theory is just such an evil, oppressive ideology. We have a moral obligation in civil society to promote good and restrain evil. And restrain evil in the sense that we are not teaching our young people, like all of you here at Liberty University who are students. You are so blessed to have an education that is centered on truth. Because no matter what area of study that you're in, if you are learning things like critical race theory and you are learning that there is somehow some collective, moral, oppressive judgment of you and collective guilt and sin just based on your race, you've lost the truth. You've lost genuine equality. What equality means, truthfully, is that we're all human beings made in the image of God. There is one race. There is one blood. And the shed blood of Christ covers all sins when we turn from sin and accept truth. And the reason that we need to be part of politics and part of government is so that we can protect and preserve all of the things that we started off with, all of these great comments that you provided at the beginning. Those are functions of government. We need to be able to do that. You just heard Seth Dillon talk about the importance of making sure that we have the ability for freedom of speech. Why? Why are those our first freedoms? Because we have to do collectively together exactly what we're doing right now, which is speaking together about truth. That is freedom of speech, freedom of association, free exercise of religion, freedom of the press. Those are our first freedoms so that we can, in civil society, advance and promote good, define truth, and restrain evil. So when you are engaging in politics and policy, don't think of it as yourself, an individual, and your rights and what you think is good. Go back to Scripture and go to the person of God who personifies what is good. Because everything that is apart and inconsistent with the person of God and who he has revealed himself in Scripture and in the reality of the universe to which we're presented, that self-evident truth, that is all false, and it's lies of the culture. Don't have a buffet style of partisan politicking. A lot of young students will take what they believe and compartmentalize it. So you might be pro-life, but then you're also pro-BLM and their ideology because you think that's loving, right? Those are two completely inconsistent ideologies together if you look at a comprehensive worldview. So the reason that I'm a conservative is not just because I'm pro-capitalism, you know, pro-life, all of these pro-elements of policy. It's because I'm a Christian first. And my basic assumption of the role of government is that God has shown me, a mortal, what is good. He has shown me himself. And I am going to advocate in civil society and in America where we have the privilege of doing that. And we have the fundamental God-given inalienable right to do this. And I'm going to advocate for biblical truth in every element of government. My government is obligated to preserve and protect the rights that God gives me because I am defined as a human being made in his image. We are the only civil society here in America that in our founding documents recognize that truth. So we have to be bold, we have to stand firm, and we have to make sure that when we are asked, what is the point of government, that we say, it is to promote good and restrain evil, and that the only definition of that is in the person of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Thanks for joining me here on The Jenna Ellis Show on this Thanksgiving Thursday or whenever you're listening to this podcast. And I hope that that was informative to you and gave you some really good information about answering this question, government, what's the point? So before we go today, I also want to tell you that my good friend Mike Lindell is sponsoring this podcast. And I'm so grateful because Mike is such a wonderful Christian. He's an amazing patriot. He has been the victim of cancel culture, but he refuses to back down. So we are supporting Mike and he is supporting this show. Go to mypillow.com, click on the radio listeners square, and you can also enter the promo code Jenna, that's J-E-N-N-A, to get some great discounts on all of the MyPillow products. It's not just pillows, it's also blankets, robes, slippers. I love the My Slippers. It's mattress covers, all kinds of things. MyPillow.com is your starting your Christmas shopping. Support Mike as a great patriot and tell him that you appreciate him supporting the show and refusing to back down to cancel culture. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Jenna, that's J-E-N-N-A, and I will see you guys next week. Have a great, great holiday weekend.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.